Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to make a prediction. And it is about Fauci the fraud. And my prediction is that Fauci the fraud will go down in history as a Dr. Mengele. Just like it was with the Nazis. And Joe Biden as a demented version of Mr. Magoo meets Adolf Hitler. That is my prediction. History will not look kindly on these vaccine Nazis, because that's what they are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Over the weekend, I just assimilated all the information being thrown at us about these stupid vaccines and this Wu flu virus, and I'm amazed. If we had real media and real justice in America, these two guys would be in prison. And I know I've said it before. Some of you have said it to me. It is a fact. And as for the people scared of Wu flu, you should really question your susceptibility to BS. Because the BS meter on this farce is beyond my wildest imagination. Now, that being said, understand, I know people died from this disease. I'm not stupid. I caught it. I know it was different than the regular flu. And had I not fought it like the flu, I think it would have gone 3 weeks and that would have been the end of it. It would have been a nagging flu. When I tried to break my fever 5 days in a row, that's when this thing got ugly. And it was irritating. It was a pain in the butt. And did it kill some people? Yes. But let me tell you, the vast majority of the people who got this did not die, and they wouldn't have died. And these statistics that have people believing that we are over 800,000 people dying from this disease is complete and utter hogwash. And I'm sick of people running around trying to act like they're experts when I have not heard a single piece of expertise with respect to this Chinese bioweapon. They won't even admit that. How can you try to come at me with truth when you don't even want to get to the origins? And when we finally do, you go, oh, yeah, well, you know, no harm, no foul. So what, we lied? So what, we called you xenophobic, said you hated Chinese because you were saying Wu flu, Kung flu, China virus, etc.? So what? What? You want to be mad at us still? So what? We didn't side with America and decide, well, let's go do something against China, given that we know they started it. Just, hey, let it go. It's not that big of a deal. Kevin, what's your problem? My problem is leftism. You want to know what my problem is? My problem is leftism. Because of the BS meters. Everything these guys talk about, it is a BS meter. It is some bull hockey. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here were a few headlines over the weekend about Fauci the fraud. You ready? Fauci, if you want to be optimally protected, get that booster. Ready for the next one? Fauci, boosters are really important. These were headlines. I haven't even gotten into the stories. Fauci, virtually no protection from Omicron without boosters. You know what they found out about Omicron? None of the shots that people got are even worth dealing with. The shots don't help you. So what Fauci is saying, and I'll play a clip here in a second. He says, when it comes to Omicron, whatever you've gotten, disregard. He even says we may have to rethink what we do going forward and not even give you the shots. Let's just give you the boosters. Well, what did that cost us? How many vaccines? We have three companies making vaccines. One of them, they say you really can't use. And I'm going to really get you upset when I talk about the J&J version, okay? But I just talked about three articles where Fauci was in the news. Those are written articles. This fraud is all over the media over the weekend. All over it. Fake channels promoting more of his BS, and this guy hasn't gotten anything right. His guidance is, I mean, he might as well be Helen Keller trying to tell you how to get from, you know, from Alaska to Hawaii. I haven't heard this clown mention herd immunity not one time. How many of us have herd immunity? In other words, we've gotten a disease. Have you gone to the hospital? Here, I would like to know. Here's an informal little quiz. If you got Wu flu and you survived it, have you had any complications with any of the variants? The alpha, the beta, the delta, the lambda, the mu, or the Z, a.k.a. Omicron transformer version. Have you had any issues? Have you had to go back to the doctor? Have you gotten deadly ill from one of the others or what? Where are the stories about us? Fauci is touting this G variant, Omicron the transformer, as some deadly version of Wu flu that we must stop at all costs. If you want to be protected from this very benign, so non-lethal form of Wu flu, get the booster. I've told this audience so many times, I swear, it to the point where I feel like I'm lecturing and I'm getting a little bit upset. Not at you, but at the height. I told you so many times, these people are not giving you the relevant information. Fauci, this one is more contagious than the Delta variant. It is like 70 times more contagious, but it's 1,000 times less deadly. He leaves that part conveniently off. Kind of like what they do when they talk about Charlottesville, and Trump says there are good people on both sides, but I disavow white supremacy and all this. They leave that other part out of what he says. See, when Fauci's talking, they don't want to give you the good news, which is, we shouldn't be shutting down. There should be no emergency use authorization of any drugs towards this stupid fake, what has now become a fake scandemic. Because the number of people dying now is so minuscule that they shouldn't even be talking about it. And we're in the midst of winter, too. And these guys are like, well, the winter season is going to do it. Winter, winter, winter. Winter is supposed to be the most dead. Let me tell you what I'm seeing on TV. I'm actually seeing flu commercials. Flu medications. Hey, in case you get the seasonal flu, it's more deadly.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'd like to take that Fauci's little face and just go rub it in, I don't know, a cake or something. On TV, I'd like to hit him in the face with a pie. Has any single organization challenged this little fraud, this little weasel? Anybody? Have they asked him a simple question? Hey, Fauci, here's a simple question for you. How deadly is Omicron? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I suggested in the first segment that one day history will reveal Fauci as the fraud that he is. They will equate him to Dr. Mengele, experimentation on the American population, and passing, essentially promoting this to the world, because the world pays attention to the CDC. You shouldn't. They get nothing right. Trump had the opportunity to take this little sucker out, but he missed it. You think about Cuomo killing 15,000 old people. How many people has Fauci killed? Do you think you'll ever get that number? This unelected bureaucrat has politicked his way to ultimate power. The highest paid employee of the federal government. Can you believe this? That his salary, look, don't you think if the president makes $400K, no other government bureaucrat should make that much money? Nor should they be able to make additional monies off of patents and all the other stuff. If you're going to be a government bureaucrat, you have to say, that's what I can live on. See, with Fauci, he got too deep into it. One of my acquaintances, a guy named Mike, who gave me a book about Fauci. I haven't read it yet, but he swears, he says, Kevin, you read the first 100 pages of this book. You think you know about Fauci now? Wait until you read this book. Fauci's guidance, which is what they call it, has crushed the American economy and wrongly credited deaths to the wrong diseases. He's paraded in public, though. It's like he's some kind of hero. Like he's out there saving lives. This little putz never served in a real war, so he's created one on his own. He wants to be a hero. Here he is talking about this.
Is there any reason not to get a booster at this point?
Not at all, Lester. I think if ever there was a reason and an underscoring of the importance of getting a booster, it's now. It's very clear from the data that although you can get some protection, likely from severe disease from the two-shot mRNA, the booster raises up that level to the point where you can feel reasonably comfortable that most people will be very well protected.
You are bullish, and you have been bullish on boosters, yet here we sit. Two doses now is considered fully vaccinated. Are there conversations underway right now to change the recommendation?
This is something that's on the table that's being discussed. I don't see it happening immediately, but I think as time goes by and we learn more about the importance of this with regard to the new variant, I think you'll be seeing at least a consideration of this.
Do you think we're headed in that direction on making that new recommendation?
I believe so, Lester. I can't say for sure, and I don't want to have any promises for people, but at least it's being seriously discussed.
I thought that was a clip where the fraud Fauci says we're at war. Maybe we do have that one, right? I don't know. If we do, we'll get it back to you. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. So Lester Holt essentially says to Fauci, weren't you all caught up in the two doses and you're fully vaccinated? Isn't that what they've been selling for the better part of a year? Get your dose, get the second dose, now you're good to go. Then the next thing became booster, 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 booster. And now Fauci says, well, yeah, it's something that's being discussed because, you know, well, the old way it doesn't work. Anyway, he did say, trust me, that we are at war with this new variant, the variant, and it may require that we have additional lockdowns. And here's what he said. Because, yeah, as I said, he mentioned war. He says, well, you have to, Erica. I mean, everybody understands we have all been through a 2-year ordeal that is really unprecedented in the history of public health in our country. He's right about that. We've been through 2 years of H-E double crooked socks over nothing. He says, that is for sure, but we can't give in. This guy thinks he's Churchill. We will win this war with the virus, but we will win it only because we apply the things that we have, the interventions. We are so fortunate that we have a highly effective and safe vaccine. See, when they keep having to tell you what this vaccine does, you should be worried. They claim it's highly effective and safe, which, you know, leftism. And if you listen to this program, and I've proven it, they tell you exactly what it's not. It is ineffective and unsafe. He says, well, we're at war. You know, if you really want to make a metaphor out of it, and you know, take an analogy, it's sort of like the beginning of World War II, when we were losing all the battles and we were getting pushed back on the Pacific front and on the Europe front. If we had said, oh my goodness, we're all fatigued, let's give up, that would not have been a good thing. But I think we need to look at this fact that we are at war with a very formidable enemy. We're going to win the war because we're better than the virus. Let me tell you, we're at war. Pay attention to people. Pay attention. We are at war. We're at war with Democrats. We're at war with leftists. We're at war with these pro-vaccine zealots, these Nazis, these Dr. Mengeles who believe that they should be able to tell you what to do under the guise of the greater good. That's your war. So Fauci's right. Joe Biden released the Jonas Brothers in a video. Have you guys seen this? And they're singing about taking the vax. A Christmas song. They are still, look, I don't know how much money's been spent. I would love for investigative reporters to look into this. How much money's been spent on trying to convince people to take this stupid vax? See, if this vax were as deadly as people say, we would gladly take it. Am I wrong? People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, if you knew 5 or 10 of your young friends that died because of this disease, that weren't already sick or whatever, and they died, and you could put your finger on it and go, man, Ed, man, my buddy, he got the Wu Flu, Kevin, he was shoot, man, he would go. I must have lost like 5 friends or so. I'm talking about not your 85, 89, 93-year-old grandpa or great uncle. I'm talking about people in the prime of life. I told you guys, I have a cousin. She's morbidly obese, got diabetes, high blood pressure, and something else. I can't remember what. She got 4 things. She got the Wu Flu and survived. So if you can tell me that you know somebody, I will tell you this. If I had 5 of my close friends die of the Wu Flu, I wouldn't be on this program talking about this. I would be like, man, shoot, I lost some young friends. You know what most of my friends, almost everyone, yeah, man, I got it. It was rough, Kev. I hated it, but yeah, it was like a flu, right? These people are insane. And if you treat them with respect and you don't get in the game and you think they're going to give up, you are sorely mistaken. They are not going to give up. Fauci does see this as a war.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, the Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation. It looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We'd have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday Night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News. The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf. The pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to thank you guys for the messages. Bonnie, I appreciate your message. And I know you're the one who told me about not wanting me to talk about murders and the murder rate in Chicago and what have you. Because, in your words, when you love the show, but when people listen to the show and you recommend it, you don't want them to hear that segment because that particular one might turn them off. Don't sweat it. If they get turned off, they'll come back. We have a pretty entertaining show, but let me tell you, I'm not doing it. I hate to say this because it sounds kind of rough, but I'm not doing it to entertain you guys. I do it to talk sense about this to myself, and I know I have an audience. So, effectively, I pretend that I'm my audience, and I'm talking to myself. I have to entertain myself, I have to educate myself, and I have to challenge myself. That's why I'll play devil's advocate many times, where I'll say, now the left will say this, or other people say this, or you're thinking, Kev, I'm playing contrarian to my own views, because that's good. That helps us become better. I love the challenge. Bonnie and many others send me notes all the time. Kev. What do you think about this? What do you think about? Talk about this on the show. And sometimes I do. You guys send me articles. We talk about it. Anyway, what I'm talking about now is the dumbest and most dictatorial administration in the history, in our history rather, and they need this stupid virus to sell this, to try to. They think that this is going to bring them back, that people may somehow start liking them. And I don't know where that thinking comes from, because the only other alternative is they don't even care. They feel like we got this thing licked no matter what. In the midterms, we're going to win. In the next election, 2024, we're going to win no matter what. So why do we have to listen to these people spewing sanity and asking for truth? The truth that comes from this very show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This virus is allowing them to steal our money. And I think they want to either try to buy their way out of trouble, or they'll just kill us all if necessary. And I will tell you, it used to be funny that if you brought up eugenicist movement and what would be considered conspiratorial on this virus, you have to, you know, like, now listen, I'm not trying to be all conspiratorial on you. But when I talk to people now and I say, you know, you may think of this as a conspiracy theory, and they're already shaking their head like, no, I don't. Yeah, they're trying to kill us. This is eugenicist. They say things like, what's the big deal when it comes to you dying from a vaccine or simply exercising your right to decide your health care needs? What's the big deal? What's this freedom thing? I love the comments made by the New York's governor. We'll get to that in a bit. But they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health care needs. They don't care about your well-being. If it just saves one life is a catchphrase, in as much as leave no man behind is a catchphrase of the Biden administration. They will leave you behind. They don't care about your life. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your well-being. That's it. And I can prove it. The J&J vaccine, here's what the CDC has done recently. They are warning Americans not to get the J&J shot. Yeah, but it gets better. So here it says most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. So now they're willing to tell us one of the things that you guys have been talking about with one of the vaccines can happen. So they're admitting it. But you know what they're never going to do? They're not going to give you a number. They're not going to give you a ratio of the people who've died, who got the shot, etc. And here's the thing about every single one of the people that died from blood clots, which is what my mother died from years ago, they have no recourse. So I'm continuing reading this. This was in the Daily Mail for those of you who want to look it up. The strange clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths after the J&J vaccinations. If you believe that number, yeah, you get it. While the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't come with that risk and also appear to be more effective. This is according to the CDC. It's an unusual move, and the CDC's director, Dr. Rachel Walensky, must decide whether to accept the panel's advice. So here, this is what was funny to me. So the CDC has now issued this thing that says don't do the J&J. Now, there's all these other issues besides clotting. There's myocarditis. There's GBS. There's all kinds of stuff. But they've dealt with one. So now J&J has got all this formula, these vaccines, which, by the way, I would ask you this question. How many vaccines do we have that we make that are obsolete? How much money has been spent so far on junk science? Because I can tell you, if you look at the test, I talked to you the other day, the CDC has admitted. This was last week we talked about this. The CDC has admitted that their tests didn't even work. So at what point do you trust them? It's a simple question. When can you say to yourself, you know what? Now they're starting to get it right. Fauci alluded, the data continues to come in. The data's changing all the time. Well, Fauci, when will you know something concrete? And you know what his answer is going to be? Well, you really never know because the data is always coming in. What he's trying to prepare you for is they are always going to be in an evaluation mode. He can never pin anything down because the data is constantly changing. But here's what he won't do. He won't look at the history of other vaccines and say, you know what? They tend to get weaker with each iteration. Your body tends to get stronger in fighting it with each iteration, etc. He won't acknowledge that because it continues to move. The data is always flowing. Well, that's like a weatherman and you saying, listen, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Well, I'd like to tell you, but the data is always changing. The weatherman will tell you, look, we anticipate it's going to be 85 degrees tomorrow. Winds gusting from the southeast at 10 miles an hour. Expect a nice warm day. It'll start out at 72, high or somewhere around 85. Okay, high gets up to 86. It doesn't get quite to 85. It gets to 84. Morning temperatures instead of being 72 or 73. Are you upset? No, it's a general rule. Fauci hasn't gotten Jack Pinyao right. And they still listen to him. He's a freaking fraud. But here's the thing about this J&J clotting medicine. I think it's somewhere in the notes. I haven't gotten to it. But I know I read this. They said, even in spite of this J&J clotting, they said I'm talking about the so-called experts said you should still take any of the of these vaccines that you can. Something is better than nothing. That's what they said. All the potential side effects, all the evidence of people dying, 200-300% in various age groups dying, and they still say this. This is some interesting times. I mentioned earlier that the governor of New York, Hochul, she made a comment, and I think we have the clip, but here's Hochul's comment on us just biting our tongue.
Well, a serious decline in the number of cases. We are watching the numbers closely. We did this in anticipation of the spike. We are absolutely right in what we did a week ago to prepare people for this. We think this will avert more people getting sick, and that's a good news story. And we do hope that everyone really comes around and realizes this is a simple, very minor intrusion, if you will. If it's that, even that, all the children in the state have been wearing masks since the beginning. It's not that big a deal. It'll help save lives, keep them healthy, and that's all we're asking for. So there has been some pushback, but we're not backing down from this. We think it's important.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the governor of New York. We're not backing down. We think it's important. Doesn't matter that the real science says masks don't work. Doesn't matter that they know no more about Omicron than they do about Xenocron. They don't care. They don't know anything more. Because as we know, the data is always changing. I want to make one point to everybody because I mentioned it earlier. I mentioned it about the J&J and what the CDC issued. This was the CDC's Walensky. And speaking on the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, I want to make sure you knew who said it. Even after issuing guidance, it says that the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can give you blood clots and of course, all the other side effects. She said, any vaccination is better than no vaccination. Those are the talking points. And they will never change. Don't think for one second, folks, you can rest on any of this, no matter what your state is saying right now, even Florida.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fear is how Democrats try to hold dominion over people. Just think about all the elements of fear. I mean, we want safety in society. Women want a safe bet for a husband. They want a safe environment for their children. And I could go on. We make lots of decisions based on which is the safer choice, the more reliable choice. And there are risk takers out there as well. The girl who'll date the bad boy. The guy who'll jump jobs because he's still feeling his oats, wanting to figure out what's best for him. And I get it. occasionally they do win, but most people opt for the, I don't want to say the easy decision, but the decision that seems to have the least amount of risk. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Risk and fear, I guess, is the best way to describe what I want to talk about in this segment, and it has to do with Wu Flu. Risk and fear. This cancel culture over Wu Flu is meant to scare Americans. That's really what it's about. You don't know if you're going to make your flight. You don't know if you're going to be able to plan something in the future. If you're a business, how much can you really plan? I'll give you an example. In 2020, we had our event coming up in April. Our big event was going to be a blowout event for Seeking Educational Excellence. And it got canceled. And, of course, we know the outcome. We've had months and months and months of businesses being shut down and what have you. I don't know the numbers, but hundreds of thousands of business closed during Wu Flu. And it was an arbitrary decision. Somebody, unelected bureaucrats for the most part, essentially shut this country down. And right now, you have to be a real thrill seeker if you're saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and buy brick and mortar. I see building going on in different places. I do. But I can't imagine you feel good about it. Talk to a friend, an acquaintance, I should say, looking to show our movie in one of his movie theaters. And he says, Kevin, we got slammed. They own 50 movie theaters. And I think they had bought them either out of receivership or whatever. So somebody else had already been struggling, and they got into the movie business. And he said, COVID, these are his words, COVID almost killed us. I agree. And it's still, the specter of it is still out there haunting people. You don't know whether you're going to have your job. You don't know whether you're going to have the ability to move around. And I could go on. There's a fear that develops, and it becomes its own atmosphere. And that's what the leftists love. They love it. They love. I can only imagine that it's like these abusers who somehow get off on the fear that they create in people, the bullies. You don't know what your future holds. You look for a savior. You look for somebody that can make you feel confident. Like, if you go this route, this is the easy way. And the government's trying to become this savior. The government wants you to believe that if you do what we tell you, there's mama's warm bosom here. Wear the mask, get the shot, blah, blah, blah. The thing they're struggling with is even if you have the shot, they still say, well, if you have the shot, you still need to wear your mask. If you have the shot, you still need to social distance. If you have the shot, we still have all these things, because you know why? What the government doesn't want to tell you is that if you have the shot, it didn't do anything for you. That's the problem. So I want you to think about all the businesses out there that are saying, you know what, we don't know if we can plan for an event in a state like California. Would you want to be planning a year in advance on what some event you're going to do? And when they say everybody's got to be vaxxed, or everybody's got to do this, or everybody's got to have boosters or whatever else, and you sit in front of a crowd of minions that have these face diapers on, just getting spoon-fed a bunch of nonsense. What a world. Article I'm referencing has to do with Broadway. And for the record, I have no loss for Broadway. I don't care if they shut it down. I have no loss for Hollywood. I have no love lost for Broadway. None. I love it. I mean, I love going to Broadway. I love movies, but I don't love what it's become. So left is dominated, such a means for people to project their ideology on you when all you want to do is be entertained. Can I just come somewhere and be entertained? Anyway, this article in the New York Post said Moulin Rouge, the musical, was the latest Broadway hit to fall victim to the resurgence of COVID-19 cases in the Big Apple, as the show was abruptly canceled Thursday night with fans already in their seats. Now, I want to contrast this with what would be happening in Florida. How do you think people feel in Florida, the citizens? Would that have happened? Short answer, of course not. Life is normal in Florida, but it's not normal in New York. You have a new governor, Hochul, who now says everybody's got to be vaccinated and, all kinds of new draconian mandates. And if you're a New Yorker, just ask yourself, how is this state going to turn around when people are going, we don't know what we can do? Up until the moment, you've paid for your tickets, you've planned your night out, you haven't had one in a while, got the kids a sitter, got the dog situated, whatever, excuse me. And the moment you sit your butt in the seats, you gotta leave. The sudden cancellation at the Al Hirschfeld Theater was due to a late in the day positive test result in the company. This is what a spokesperson said. Now, let's go back to the test. Is it really a positive test? Probably not. Person probably didn't even feel sick. Probably wasn't even sick. They say organizers will determine the future performance schedule on Friday. A number of other Broadway shows canceled performances this week over breakthrough coronavirus cases. But the decisions were made before the audiences were seated. So let's talk about the breakthrough cases. South Africa, where this new Omicron virus, this G virus, was discovered, has zero travel restrictions now. I don't know if you saw the story. And the reason they have zero travel restrictions is because they want their economy back, and they figured out that Omicron isn't going to kill anybody. And as I've been saying for the past week or so, maybe 2 weeks since the dreaded Omicron, the transformer virus variant of the virus came, it's just a cold. And if they were being honest with you, they would admit that. It's a cold. I would bet you money that if you were to go back 10 years before we ever had anything close to this and you looked at a cold, they would have the same same makeup. I'm not saying that the Wu flu hasn't influenced stuff, that people's bodies haven't made adjustments, so in other words, let me put it this way. This will make it easier. If you catch a cold now and you've had the Wu flu, I bet you money it is exactly like Omicron. It'll have whatever your body has started using to fight the Wu flu will be found in the cold, because your body's now producing a whole new set of things. That's how the body works. This is nothing new. But listen to, I played Fauci as Dr. Mengele, who is acting as if Omicron is the next scourge of the earth. He's predicting new lockdowns, who knows what could happen. Why? He wants you in fear. He wants you constantly thinking, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So you can't even go get seated in a theater in New York before you know whether or not you're going to be able to watch a show. What kind of night out is that? You want to look at your beautiful mate's smile, beautiful smile, and you're at dinner. What do you got to do? You got to be in a mask. In order to do that, to even go out to dinner in New York now, you got to have a vaccination or something silly. I know it is that way in San Francisco, the place that has poop masks, the place that hands out hypodermic needles to drug addicts, but they're concerned about you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.